You're listening to The World Is Just a Book Away podcast. I'm James Owens, founder and CEO of The World Is Just a Book Away, a nonprofit organization on a mission to promote literacy and education by developing libraries and programs in disadvantaged communities around the world. For more information about The World Is Just a Book Away, please visit www.wijaba.org. That's WIJABA.org. My guest today on The World Is Just a Book Away podcast is Charlotte Woodward. Charlotte was born with Down syndrome and a significant heart condition, which led doctors to believe that she would never learn to read or write. Charlotte defied expectations, graduated from high school, and went on to graduate summa cum laude from Northern Virginia Community College. She is currently working toward her bachelor's degree at George Mason University. Charlotte is a passionate advocate for people with disabilities and the recipient of a successful heart transplant, who works part-time at the National Down Syndrome Society, where she is a community outreach assistant and the editor-in-chief of an upcoming magazine by and for self-advocates with Down syndrome. Today, I'm so delighted to be talking to my second cousin, once removed, Charlotte Woodward, who is an extraordinary person who was born with Down syndrome. Hi, Charlotte. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be talking to you.
It's an honor to talk with you today.
Oh, thank you, Charlotte. And the same here. As you know, this conversation, this podcast is really focused around books and reading and how they've inspired people in their lives. The first question I'd like to ask you, Charlotte, is what importance would you say reading plays in your life?
It plays a huge importance in my life because it's very important for people to read. And I have had the benefit of a great mom who has read to me since day one.
And what do you have recollections of your mother reading to you when you were little?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And what children's books did you like?
Oh, well, I would say that one of my favorites is The Little Prince. It was the first book my mom read to me when I was a brand new baby.
Why does that book hold meaning for you?
One of the quotes from that book is, "One sees clearly only with the heart. Anything essential is invisible to the eyes." And that is a very important quote, because if people see people with Down syndrome just on their disability diagnosis, they won't see what we're capable of underneath.
That's very powerful. Charlotte, what would you say? And the reason I started by saying an extraordinary person, and in fact, the reason I invited you on this podcast, is because you are an extraordinary person and you inspire me. And you're currently a junior at George Mason University, and you're also, you mentioned heart, you're the successful recipient of a heart transplant. Can you speak about that a little bit?
Well, I am very honored to have had a heart transplant, and I've gotten to know my heart donor's family, and I want to educate people out there that don't have Down syndrome that sometimes people with Down syndrome need to have a life-saving surgery. And it's important to know that stuff. And it is an opportunity that I have had, and I'm very honored to have that opportunity.
Tell me, have you, because I know you're an extraordinary reader, you're an extraordinary achiever at school with with very high grades, and I know you're such a diligent, lifelong learner. What is it, what is being at George Mason, what does being at university feel like for you, and what's your perspective on the whole college scene through your eyes?
Through my eyes, the college scene is great. I am taking sociology at George Mason, in which I am the first student with Down syndrome.
To ever take that class at George Mason, you're the first one?
Yes, with a concentration in social justice and inequalities.
That is so amazing. How does that make you feel to know that you're the first one?
It makes me feel excited and that I am doing something that will impact the world.
How amazing. Why did you choose those topics of study?
Well, as you know, I am very curious about the world and I love to learn. So I just thought, why not give sociology a try?
And it sounds like it was the right choice for you.
It was.
You and I have had the chance to talk a little bit about this on other occasions briefly. But I'd like to share with our listeners, because I think a lot of people don't understand a lot about Down syndrome, and you've been so wonderful in your work as community outreach assistant at the National Down Syndrome Society. And I understand you're now editor-in-chief of an upcoming magazine, just one inspirational thing after the other. Do you, but you've also shared with me that you've encountered in life sometimes who people who have judgment around or treat you differently because of Down syndrome. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And how do you feel when that happens?
I sometimes feel hurt and upset, and sometimes I wish for them to stop, and it really fosters into advocating for others.
Which you clearly are doing an amazing job of. What would you like those people to know, or people who, since you are an advocate for people who have Down syndrome, what would you like people to know as someone who has Down syndrome, when they might think of people with Down syndrome differently or potentially have prejudice against them?
I would like to tell them that instead of looking at the Down syndrome diagnosis, to realize that we have abilities.
Yeah, that's a very important realization. And circling this back to abilities, the word you use, and clearly you're very gifted academically. Why do you think literacy is important in general for anyone and everyone in general?
Literacy is important in general because it opens the mind to imagination and gives us knowledge about the world and about how other people live their lives.
Can you tell us about the role books and reading currently play in your life?
They have opened my eyes to what the world is and what the world should be like, and it's amazing to me how vast knowledge can be, and I have benefited from it in many ways.
Do you read a lot, Charlotte?
Oh, yes. I'm an avid reader of many book genres.
What genres do you find yourself most drawn to?
I like history. I like mysteries. I like fantasies and comedies and romances and even special interest books, things like that and more. Oh, And I also like nonfiction too.
And what was the last one, Charlotte?
I also like nonfiction. Fiction.
It sounds like it would have been easier to ask you what you don't read. you clearly have a lot of varied interests. Is there anything you're reading now? Any books you're reading now you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, I am currently reading some good books by my professors, Professor Smith and Dr. Hattery, and they are Policing Black Bodies, How Black Lives Are Surveilled and How to Work for Change, Gender, Power, and Violence, African-American Family Today, and A Formula for Eradicating Racism.
Are those all different books, or is that a very long title of one book?
Oh, they are four different books.
Four different books. You're reading four different books concurrently by your professor?
Yes.
And it sounds like the theme of those books is around, if I understood correctly, is around an understanding linked to the African-American community?
Correct.
And Charlotte, why does that interest you?
Well, it interests me because I like to advocate for others, and that we're all a part of the world, and we should all be treated equally, and we should all be our brother's keeper, our sister's keeper, and care for one another.
Do you find that when you share, because I know, Charlotte, you're also a motivational speaker. I've had the chance in discussions with your mom and seen posts about you speaking in front of quite large audiences at sometimes. Do you find that the message you do share with people when you do your talks?
Yes.
And is there, going back to reading, is there anything those topics, those books sound very deep and intense. Is there anything you're reading for fun, or is that your fun reading for now?
For bedtime, I'm reading Anne of Green Gables.
Why do you like that book?
I like it because it has a strong female lead character.
Do you view yourself as a strong female lead character?
I do, in many ways.
And I'm really curious to ask you, Charlotte, I'm really curious what your answer will be. What is your limitation?
I have no limitations.
That is so beautiful, and I so honor that in you. You have no limitations. How wonderful if more people in the world could see the world through those glasses and see themselves that way. Have you started editing your magazine yet?
Not yet.
Do you know what the title of it will? Do you know what the title of it will be?
The title of it is Our Voices.
Our Voices.
And that is an apropos title because it is by self-advocates for self-advocates.
And is the magazine focused around those with Down syndrome or those connected to Down syndrome?
Yes.
And does it have advocates in a broader community or the specific focus on Down syndrome?
It focuses on people with Down syndrome.
And how could our listeners, when do you think it will be ready, and how could our listeners access it?
Well, it'll be ready by I'd say the end of this year. And if they go to ndss.org, they'll be able to access it that way.
NDSS, National Down Syndrome Society.org, is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, ND, for our listeners, NDSS, which stands for National Down Syndrome Society.org, and on that URL, on that website, you'll be able to access the upcoming magazine that Charlotte is the editor-in-chief of. And again, Charlotte, the name of the magazine is?
Our Voices.
Our
and
Voices.
If you go on that website I mentioned, it is also a site to get more information about Down syndrome and our advocacy efforts.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that. Charlotte, this has been a really wonderful and insightful conversation. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Help us out with our campaign to end Law Syndrome, which ties back into the quote I said earlier. One sees clearly only with the heart. Anything essential is invisible to the eyes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Charlotte. I'm really honored to have you as our guest today. And please give my love to your mom and the rest of your family. And thank you for all you do.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast production of AW360, the year-round content destination from Advertising Week. Visit AW360 at 360.advertisingweek.com and be sure to check out the other AW360 podcasts now available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Producers on this podcast are Jack Hirschman and Richard Larson, with music provided by Audio Network. For more information on Advertising Week, the world's largest gathering of advertising, marketing, and technology leaders, now in 6 markets across the globe, visit www.advertisingweek.com.